Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels is out with a knee injury in week 3 versus the Raiders. Dan Quinn announced today, quote, "We're just not going to do this the fast way. We're going to do this thing the smart way." Mariota earns his first start since week 13 of 2022, and the odds have shifted since the news. The Commanders opened as a 6.5-point favorite and are now favored by just 2.5. Last night, the Bills outlasted the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football, 31-21, putting Miami on the 0-3 ropes. Though the Dolphins showed some flashes, head coach Mike McDaniel said, quote, "There are no moral victories as long as I'm the head coach of the Miami Dolphins." The Nationals had an off day yesterday and are back in action at Citi Field against the Mets tonight. First pitch is set for 7:10 on The Fan. And in the NWSL, the Washington Spirit finished in a 2-2 tie versus Angel City FC out in L.A. last night. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Kevin DiDomenico on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Were you able to watch him run it all? Did you see him test that knee? And what was the final, what did it come down to for you?
Yeah, just not being there all the way yet, John, honestly, like being able to do everything. So there's also a side that it was an excellent week because the progress and encouragement to go. So the fact that he was able to throw, you know, all days and get running in today, we're just not there all the way yet, John. So it wasn't just one specific, you know, test that I was looking for.
Certainly sounds encouraging in the big picture and as it pertains to next week and the weeks ahead for Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, but for this weekend, it's a no-go. Marcus Mariota will get the start. He will run Washington's offense. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. We're at Reston Town Center today. We're live until 6:30. Come on out to Craft House in Reston and hang with us for our Friday field trip series as you get out of the office. Come have a drink and some food and talk ball with us as we get you set for a gigantic football weekend. College slate tomorrow, NFL on Sunday. Should be a great couple of days. Danny, the story, it's Marcus Mariota time for this offense. First start in 3 years. So I made the case going to break.
Yep.
I still file this, even without Jaden Daniels, as a should win. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of opponents. They'd be playing where I would go, all right, now you're going to lose the game. Now, if you're playing Philly or Detroit or Green Bay or Kansas City or some power this weekend, you need Daniels to have a shot. This is not to downplay or mitigate the quality of your quarterback. But there are also teams you could play or matchups you could have in the not who you're playing but when you play them mantra that I live with, where I would say he could still win this game without the five car on the track. And this is one of those. And it's the case I've been making that people are probably tired of all week long, which is there are certain sneaky scheduled wins that sometimes you don't notice when the schedule first comes out. And this is one of those, in my opinion. When you talk about rest, when you talk about the Raiders flying cross-country from a Monday night game at home, well, in California, I should say, to now hitting the road and coming out to Landover, Maryland, 3,000 miles away. They didn't just play the Monday night game. They played a later Monday night game than they normally do in a staggered early-late doubleheader that's abnormal. Washington didn't play Sunday or Monday. They played Thursday. So you're talking about 10 days rest versus 6 days rest. Doesn't get much bigger than that in this league. They try to avoid this scenario. And while Washington's got injury problems, John Bates, Noah Brown, some others, they're licking their wounds a little bit. The guys that are going to play are going to be so rested compared to the Raiders that I think it will make the difference. Mariota is not going to beat them. And I think those two things combined make me think in a close game, it's not going to be a blowout. They're not going to beat them 42-13 or something. But I do think they will win a game by 4 or 5 points at home.
So I am picking them to win, talking about Washington. Okay. So, but I'm going to do the exercise here. I'm going to do a little devil's advocate type situation. I'm going to try to make the case. Name a position that Washington cannot cover. Name a position that Washington cannot cover.
Well, I guess you're saying tight end.
Tight end. They've got one of the best ones, most dynamic tight ends in this sport. Now, he's hobbled, but bear with me.
How confident are we that they can't cover tight ends?
Very.
They did a pretty good job against the Giants.
I am very confident.
They've only played two games.
Yeah, I'm very confident. That Tucker Kraft has never been – no one's ever been more open than that guy. So casually, so effortlessly, so easily. And Brock Bowers can't be covered by anybody, let alone a group that's gonna, I think is going to struggle covering tight ends this year. I don't really – I'm not going to tell you that Jacoby Myers is a world beater, that some of their other receivers are worth anything other than, you know, the contracts that their names are printed on. But to me, this is a little bit of a playmaking quarterback. Not running around like Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying that he is, but Geno Smith can move around just enough to get away from some of the trouble. Ashton Jeanty is dynamic, and all it's going to take is a couple of weeks, and they figured out, here's how we can get him the ball work and do a lot of damage. Right, we're not going to try to be a battering ram inside up against Javon Kinlaw, Daron Payne, and company. The Raiders will be able to move the football because Brock Bowers is excellent. Jeanty's really, really good. And Max Crosby is a havoc-wreaking hurricane menace on the outside. And he's going to go up against either a journeyman offensive tackle or a rookie offensive tackle that has been exposed early on. The Raiders' defense, to me, is not that bad. And here is my final point. Again, I'm picking Washington to win, but I'm just arguing the best I can against my pal Grant Harrison Paulson. Washington's not that good right now. This is not the team that's going to be really good, I think, as the season progresses, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks from now. We haven't gotten a great homework assignment turned in just yet. It's some excuses. Yeah, they were close against the Giants, and they were a little sloppy, and they missed a couple things. They weren't very good at all. The Giants stink. They were throttled against Green Bay and didn't look that competitive. And you know, the score sort of belied how much they were drubbed in that game. We haven't had a great sample yet. And assuming that it's just going to happen when you've got a backup quarterback with all the rust in the universe who hasn't started a game in 3 years and a team that's beat up, you already referenced a couple of the injuries, this is not easy street. This could be a competitive game. This could be close. And do you trust Washington's field goal kicker? That's my final case. Again, I'm picking them to win, but I did my best.
Yeah, so nobody's saying it's easy street. I don't think you ever play a backup in the NFL and expect to blow a team out. Mac Jones started for San Francisco this past week. They had to earn it, every blade of grass and every step of the way against the awful New Orleans Saints, who might pick first overall. You know, the Bengals go to Jake Browning this week against the Vikings, and they're an underdog against a team with their own backup quarterback on the field, Carson Wentz. So no delusions of grandeur here. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be complicated. I guess my point is I'm not sure that if I could pick any opponent in the league this week to play, I'd pick anybody else. Now, we'll see. Come Monday, I could tell you, okay, well, it didn't work out the way I thought. But I think the difference, if someone's arguing what you just laid out, whether that's you, it doesn't sound like it is, or someone who is arguing that devil's advocate side, I would just tell you our biggest disagreement is how big of a disadvantage you think the rest thing is. I'm a subscriber to the Sharp Analytics model of rest days being one of the great indicators of performance and predictive analysis in football. I think that a team that hasn't played since Thursday is basically coming off of a bye week.
A mini bye, yeah.
I mean, look up the numbers on teams' records and the difference in win percentage for teams post-bye versus the rest of their season. I mean, it's gargantuan. So you got a coaching staff that we all think's pretty good around these parts, yeah? They've had, effectively, 2 weeks to get ready for this thing. Now, it's not quite that, but it's the closest it is other than the one time where you actually get the bye, whereas the other staff has gotten to the tape and gotten to start working on you on Tuesday, basically. The players came into the building still battered and bruised and not really able to walk up steps after the collisions of the game still on Wednesday. And they're getting on a flight to fly cross country for 5 hours on either tonight, I'm guessing, or maybe even Saturday morning. But I just look at that and say, what a gift. What a great opportunity. And when the schedule came out, you circle that one and you go, man, the NFL doesn't like this, but they allowed it, and we'll take advantage of it. Would I be more confident that they'd take advantage of it with Jaden Daniels at quarterback? Sure. But I think Marcus Mariota will be good enough, will protect the ball enough, will not make any of the really damaging plays to allow them to excel. There's a few things I do want to see in this game, though, for the Commanders to have a better chance to shine. The first is they got to get more out of and give more involvement to, opportunities to, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. To have only carried the football four times at Lambeau, coming off of the week one game that he had, where he had 82 yards, which was top five in the league, where he was number two in the NFL in rushing yards over expected per attempt, where you can't, in any analytical way, say he wasn't one of the four or five best running backs in the sport. Mm-hmm. In his debut as a seventh-round pick, you fast forward a few days later, they go to Lambeau, and he's doubled up in carries by Austin Ekeler, and he's out-snapped by Jeremy McNichols. Crumble that plan up, throw it away, and try again. Like, they need to involve this guy who has made them better when he has been on the field. I think they will. I think you're going to see a lot of first and second down work for him post Austin Ekeler here, now dealing with the Achilles out for the year, sadly. But that would be where I would start if I'm Kingsbury.
I'm with you.
I don't have Daniels. I'm going to go heavy read option. I'm making guys like Crosby read things to slow them down. It's going to be a lot of JCM early in the football game.
Yeah, I'm going to have Mariota keep it a couple times. Even if it doesn't result in a lot, you got to slide and, you know, get out of harm's way, et cetera, just to present the look, right?
He did that, remember, in Landover. If you go back, I'd have to pull up the game log, but I want to say it was two of the first, like, four or five plays with the Falcons. He had read option plays against the Commanders in D.C. Do you remember that?
Now that you mentioned it, I do.
The only reason I remember it is because they talked about it after the game, like, yeah, we gave up some stuff on the ground because we were thinking too much about him. It's kind of exactly what you were just talking about.
And that's my idea. Not necessarily for big plays, but to make sure everyone knows you got to respect it. It's like thinking back to all the years as a kid growing up, with you play against a triple option team. Every once in a while, you got to hand it to the fullback. Not because you think it's going to pop for 20 yards, but because you got to make sure they respect that part of it, right? So even though everybody knows that you either want to keep it or pitch it to this guy or pitch it to that guy or hand it to the next person, every once in a while, you got to give it to that fullback on that dive just to keep you honest. Now you spread it out. This is a different time, of course. We're not talking wishbone. We are talking, though, about the ability for a quarterback to run and make some plays and do some damage here. I don't think it's a 60-yard highlight, you know, RG3 is going to outrace everybody kind of thing against the Vikings. I do think, though, it's a few 4-5 yard gains here and there, just those little jabs in the gut, just to make sure that you've got to cover every blade of grass and you can't start cheating on stuff, knowing that I don't have the dynamic skill set of the normal starter here, especially when you talk about some of the downfield stuff that I don't think is really going to be there for Mariota. And I don't think they wanted to do it, to be frank with you, because that's now, this isn't Rex Grossman as a backup coming in and slinging it. This is a guy I want short to intermediate. I want early. I want on time. I don't want him, you know, doing a lot of, you know, a deep third of the field shots here and there. It's just not really what his game is to me.
It's your point when you're kind of presenting the counter argument, too, of where things could go sideways. So we talked already about possible rust, just how long it's been since he's taken a snap, and the lack of practices this summer, and not August for him based on that Achilles. So that could be an issue. Hopefully it isn't. But the other part is, you know, I was on with the Junkies for a few minutes this morning telling them we're out here at Craft House Reston and that we'd be at the Reston Town Center and people should come by and see the show. And while I was talking to them, we were talking about Mariota, and they were saying, he played so good last season. You know, look at that Panthers game. Look at the Cowboys game. Why would anyone think he couldn't go out there and just run this offense? And there's truth to that. But the only thing I would say is when he was dropped into those situations last year, this thing was humming. You know, and even early on against Carolina, like, you basically, what's the analogy? So I'm on a boat with my dad every now and then, and he's like, hey, take the wheel for a second. And, like, he'll go putz around in the back and find something, and I just.
He's doing something with the jib.
I'm not supposed to crash it. Like, he's like, go toward that tree out there, and it's like 117 miles away, and I kind of see this little tree, and I just do this, and I hope no boats come near us. I can't do anything.
Grant Mariota.
That, to me, was last year. Like, the boat is going, the 150 horsepower with the full haul. We got the big wake behind us. I just kind of sit down, and everything's already going. This is not that. Like, the boat's not started yet. They have not really gotten to a point offensively where you just plug and play Mariota yet. They were waiting on Daniels. They still needed, whether it was this week, next week, whenever, for him to create the spark and the explosion. And so it's not really a just get in where you fit in, everyone else will make you look good, like it was at one point last year.
Yeah, and everyone knows you're coming in.
Right.
Like, in
that's
I was talking
too.
About this with the backup, where it's like you planned all week for something that's totally different, and now you've got a slightly different option there, which always gives you the advantage. Now everybody knows.
And by the way, I have no problem with how they handled it. I like when teams don't really divulge information publicly.
Sure.
There's no chance that the Raiders didn't bank on Marcus Mariota most of this week.
Yeah, it's different when you're starting in the game plan for you.
I mean, come on. The betting line told you days ago what was going to happen when it moved substantially. But the Raiders have absolutely been preparing for Mariota. But you're right, that's very different. Just it's the equivalent of calling a guy out of the bullpen, max effort, 98 miles an hour, or, you know, letting him start the game where he's adding and subtracting and painting it 93 to 95. I mean, this is going to be a different assignment for him for sure. I want to hear from you guys next at 800-636-1067. I've filed this still as a should-win game for Washington. Do you agree with me, yes or no? Danny, are you co-signing should-win?
Yes.
800-636-1067 is the number. Grant and Danny, Adam Sandler tickets in 20 minutes. We're at the Kraft House in Reston at the Reston Town Center, live on our Field Trip Friday on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.